stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you, and welcome to another episode of Strictly Business. I'm your host, Brother Bedford, and once again, as always, I want to thank you for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And as always, I want to be respectful of your time, and so we're going to jump right into what it is that I want to share with you today. Now, what I want to share with you is really based off of two things that happened. One was an email that I received from someone, and the other was a post from someone that I greatly respect in this world of internet marketing or personal development. All of these things combined, but delivered through the internet space. And he posted something that was something that I can relate to, that I think would help to not necessarily, well, I guess it could answer the question that I received in the email, but it definitely adds some fuel to my response. The question that came in was about the importance of authority, or why, Brother Bedford, since I did do an actual episode last week about the importance of authority, she wanted to know, was it absolutely necessary? Why is it so important was really the question. Why is it so important when there's so many other options available to get ourselves, our messages, our brands, our products, our services out into the marketplace? And so I thought about it a little bit deeply, and I wanted to make sure that I answered her, because I thought I answered it in that episode, but I understand where she's going because of the options and all of these different things. You know, Brother Bedford, why are you stressing it so hard? Why is it absolutely necessary today? Well, depending upon the size of your business, it may not be necessary. I mean, if you got a gazillion dollars at your disposal and you're able to promote your brand against large brands and international brands, your products and services would not get lost in the sea of products and services that are similar to yours. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to focus your efforts on establishing your authority. But this is where the gentleman's statement that I mentioned, his post, it was more than just a one-word phrase. It was or a statement. It was a post that was kind of asking a question. Is it me? Or did I miss something? There didn't appear to be this many experts, and he had that in quote, 10 years ago when we were in the online space, or were they always present and he just missed it? That was his statement, or his question. And of course, he got a lot of responses back. But within that is the reason why authority is so important. Over the last 10 years, there's been an explosion of expertise in the marketplace, especially with the internet. You can literally become an expert just by intense study of a subject over a period of time. Now, I can't remember if it was Zig Ziglar or Stephen Covey. Somebody said that you could become, or Jim Rohn. I think it was Jim Rohn who talked about, you know, 10,000 hours of study of any subject can put you in the category of being an expert of that subject. And so with access to information so easily, I don't want to necessarily say that it's easy to become an expert, but the opportunity to become an expert is much, 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 much easier today than it was 10 to 15 years ago. As that gentleman stated, when we started out on the internet doing this thing, and that's why some made bigger money, because when someone displayed their expertise online, you know, they were doing something, because there weren't that many experts or people competing in the marketplace on whatever subject matter it was. Today, that's not the case. There are experts all over the place. Now, here's something I want to say, though. It's not that these people, these experts, are not deserving of their status. In fact, I think it should be applauded. And yes, there are experts. Everyone is walking around with some degree of expertise, some knowledge or skills that they possess that they've been experiencing and studying for years that allows them to be considered an expert. So I'm not knocking that. Now we're going back to her question. It's why is it so important? It's because of that, that now that there are so many people who are understanding and displaying their expertise in the marketplace, and the internet makes it easy to deliver that expertise in the marketplace. Now, as an entrepreneurial business person, you have to ask yourself, do I want to get lost in the sea of experts? Do I want to be a commodity? Remember, the reason to become an expert in the first place is so that you can rise above being a commodity. But we're getting to a place or a moment in time where even being an expert is becoming a commodity. So now, what is the differentiation between you and other experts? What is your, and I teach this in marketing, and in fact, I'm going through this with my current training, money-making marketing systems, with my clients right now, and expressing, what is your unique selling proposition? What makes you different? What makes your prospects or your potential customers and clients choose you over every other option that's available to them in the marketplace? Right now, there's a lot that statement there is loaded, because there's a lot to coming up with your own unique selling proposition, your own differentiator. But one of the things that would really help your differentiation in the marketplace, one of the things that could lead to or even be a rocket boost to your unique selling proposition, your unique positioning in the marketplace, and that is being an authority in that space. Being an authority helps you to cut through the clutter of expertise, and that's why I did an earlier episode on saying going from expert to authority. Because there's something about being an authority on a subject, or an authority in a position, a company, or whatever it is, that gives you a certain degree of respect and attention above just expertise. Now, authority, as we said, can be established. There are some things that you can do, some strategies that you can implement, some pillars that you should subscribe to in order for you to establish your authority. And that's why we call it, or you hear the language often, establishing your authority. It's not that it's not present for anyone to do it, but not everyone would take the steps to establish that authority. And with that authority comes a great result. So if I was just going to answer her question so that this show would be shorter than what it's already going to be, this is not going to be a long one, because I do want to get into what I just mentioned, those pillars. But I don't want to start on the pillars and then, you know, kind of break them up. I'm going to give you seven pillars to establishing your authority next week in the next episode. So therefore, we'll wrap it up after you've understand why we want to go from expert to authority. Why is authority so important? Now we'll just give you the seven pillars on which to establish your authority. And then from there, you should really be able to cut through the marketplace and be able to attract the right type of customers and clients or patients for your business. So we'll do that in next week's episode. But if I was just going to answer her question very directly when she said, why is it so important? I could have went real street for the money. You do it for the money. Now, some listening to that would be like, oh, Brother Beffer, that's kind of cold. What do you mean doing it for the money? You don't just do, I do it because I love this. I do this. No, that's not what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, your business should make a profit. Even nonprofits have to make money or raise money in order for them to function, right? So on the books, it may seem as if there's no profit. That's because the expenditures should match what comes in. Therefore, there's no profit. But in a for-profit business, there should be a profit. Monies that exceed your expenditures or expenses so that you can, of course, grow or scale the business or live a life of comfort or at least more comfortable than what you already live. You got to make a profit. And so establishing authority allows you to get to the money. There's a ton of experts swimming right now in mediocrity. Ton of experts competing over a few dollars. When you have authority, you're eliminating the need to fight with other experts for the money. In fact, when you become the authority and you do it properly, you should command higher prices. Higher prices in turn gives you more profit. But here's the beautiful part about this, because a lot of people miss this when we talk about raising prices and having higher prices with your products or services. You can do more for your clients or customers. You can provide more value if you make more money, because now you have more money to invest in the actual service, the quality of the service, the quality of the product. But most times we're scrambling to deliver a great product or a great service because we don't have enough. We're not charging enough to give us the breathing room, gives us the latitude and the longitude to create offers or packages and services that far exceed the expectations of our customers, clients, or patients. And the way to do that is by being able to charge more. The other thing that happens is that when people pay more, they're committed to compliance a little bit more. You want people to comply. Most people don't get the results because if you're paying minimal dollars, you put out minimal effort to get a result because the investment isn't large enough. It doesn't compel you to put in the work, to study, to try out what it is that you're buying. But when you're an authority and you begin to command higher prices, the compliance from your customers or your clients goes up as well, because now they're listening to the authority on the subject. They're investing heavily, or they should be investing heavily, for the solution to their problem, that now they want to do it because the authority says so. And so in her question, I didn't want it to stay just on the surface of, you know, this authority thing. What's so important about authority? It's what the authority brings you. It's what the authority creates. It's what the authority not only does for you in your business, but what it also does for your potential customers and clients or patients or donors. So authority is extremely important in today's environment because that's what people want and need. I once read that, and I can't remember which so-called guru said this, but it was one of the gurus who said that most people are walking around since birth with their invisible umbilical cord looking for someone to plug it into. Now, what does that mean, Brother Bedford? That means that most people want to be led or someone to guide them or mentor them into the next phases of their life, into the next phases of the growth and development that takes place, whether it's relationships, business, you name it. Most people are doing that. And so he was doing that or made that statement kind of in a funny way. And if you have a visual of that, can you imagine grown people walking around with this umbilical cord attached to their navel and then looking for the next mother, someone who can guide them to plug that umbilical cord into, someone that can feed them. And so my point to you and my point to her is that there's so many experts that people walking around with their invisible umbilical cords, they're looking for the authority, that loving but stern mother who can feed them the knowledge, the information, the wisdom, the guidance, the training, whatever your package is that could take their lives, pardon me, to the next level. And so that's why authority is so, so important in today's environment. And it's going to become increasingly important. Why? Because more and more people are discovering their expertise, their gifts, and they're putting them into the marketplace, which, again, that's a great thing, but it also creates more and more competition. And if more and more people come into the marketplace that do what you do, the appearance is the less and less you're needed, which means you become more and more of a commodity, which means you have to work harder. This is why you must establish authority to keep moving forward from just being considered an expert. Now you're an authority on the subject. Now, when we talk about authority, that means creating and establishing some things that most experts won't do. And that's the point. And we're going to get into that next week when we touch on the seven pillars of establishing your authority. Okay, so this is your brother Bedford. Again, I want you all, we have several big announcements coming up, man. We've already announced or the unveiling of the Masters of Business, and I've been getting people saying, what is that? I like that. That's sweet. What is it? And so we're taking it step by step, and we're going into the next phase of the launching and the establishing. I want you to look at my language here, and the establishing of the Masters of Business over the next few months. And so I want to keep you informed. First and foremost, so those who are interested to being at the front of the line on knowing what's going on with the Masters of Business, text SB, that's Strictly Business, to 58885. That's 58885. Text SB, which stands for Strictly Business, to 58885. And I'll be sure to send you some gifts, some money-making marketing tips and all types of things. But more importantly, I want to make sure that you are notified first on the next steps that are happening with the Masters of Business. And it's getting ready. I'm getting ready to announce that very, very soon. So I hope this answers the question for that young lady. I told her to make sure she tunes into this week's episode. I gave her some insight in the email, but I wanted to, again, when one person asks a question, it means that other people may have that question on their mind as well. And so I hope that this gives you some insight as to why this is so important. But at the end of the day, if I just wanted to answer her in a few words, it's because of the money. If you want to get some money for your business, You want to begin to establish your authority. So this is your brother Bedford, and I look forward to talking to you again next week in another episode of Strictly Business, presented and brought to you by the Masters of Business. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show. What should be everybody?
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.